This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rosa Amalia Gonzalez. Date of birth, August 15, 1963. Case ID number is 604-7151. Date of exam, July the 28th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Enrique S. Grego, dated 8/4/2022, identifying information. This is a 59-year-old divorced female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, rheumatoid arthritis, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently employed part-time as a provider, which she has been doing for approximately 24 years. During the time that she worked, she did work part-time, 4 hours per day, 4 weeks out of the month. She is presently not receiving disability benefits and lives in a house. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus, number two, hypertension, number three, rheumatoid arthritis, and number four, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2017, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 5 to 10 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease, but does have some mild diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet. She checks her blood glucose once per day, and states that her blood glucose level this morning was 141 mg/dL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 5.7%. She is presently taking Synjardy, 12.5 mg/1,000 mg BID, which appears to be controlling her symptoms. Allegation number three, rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant states that in 2020 she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. She states x-rays were performed which confirmed the diagnosis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. She claims that her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 5 minutes, climb up three steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and her physician is Dr. Enrique Grego. She is presently on diclofenac 50 milligrams QD. PRN is needed for pain. She states she does no other physical activity. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, cooking, doing the laundry, but not doing any other physical activity at this time. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2021, she was told that she had hypercholesterolemia. She states her levels are fairly controlled, but that her level is 20 points above the normal. She denies having any cerebral vascular accidents or myocardial infarctions. She is presently on atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD. Family history. The father died at the age of 57 from liver cirrhosis. The mother is alive, and she's 79 and suffers from hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Medications: diclofenac sodium, 50 milligrams QD, Synjardy, 12.5 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams, one tablet BID, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, ezetimibe, 10 milligrams QD, and losartan, 50 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, rheumatoid arthritis with signs of degenerative joint disease, comma, mild obesity, comma. Major surgeries, bilateral tubal ligation, laparoscopic cholecystectomy, and hiatal hernia repair, which was performed on April the 11th, 2023. Social history, the claimant has a tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking 1 to 2 cigarettes per day for 10 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors but did have seizures in her childhood. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 209 pounds. Height 5 feet 1/4 inch, BP 130 over 80 mmHg, heart rate 73 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 40. General, this is a 59-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to the third sentence? No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, OS uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/50, binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant was able to walk around the exam room without the device, and she did attempt to walk around without a device. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lower legs. No joint swelling, erythema, or effusion or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion. Of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. straight leg raise exam was in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and then the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially in the foot area. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant is only able to flex her knees at 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She did not present with an assistive device, but more likely and not needs one at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of weakness of the lower extremities. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and some limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to mild muscle weakness and hypertension. Probable diagnoses. Number one, diabetes mellitus, non-insulin dependent, being treated at this time, appears to be very well controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 5.7%. Hypertension, being treated at this time with a blood pressure reading of 130 over 80, which also appears to be very well controlled. Number three, rheumatoid arthritis, not confirmed with medical records. However, the claimant does have crepitus motion in both knees, indicating degenerative joint disease, and has been told that she does need a bilateral knee replacement. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia, fairly well controlled, being treated at this time. The claimant has been told that her levels are 20 points above what they're supposed to be, and she states that she's working on her cholesterol level with diet as well as medication. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rosa Amalia Gonzalez.